picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. Sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain, smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds, and you're gone.
Hello, welcome to Call Me Negotiator, and this is a show dedicated to the art of negotiation and the East meets West conversation. We dive deep into cross-cultural communication and strategy, exploring how individuals navigate complex power dynamics across nations and industry. Our goal is to decode how we adapt to multicultural environments, advocate for ourselves, and build leverage in environments where cultures and interests collide. These insights are essential for anyone navigating international trade, cross-border collaborations, and global entrepreneurship. 欢迎收看请教我谈判专家。 在这里我们不仅探讨中西方文化的碰撞，更聚焦真实的实战博弈。无论你是正处在电商出海处理跨境贸易中的信任危机，还是在跨国合作中寻求利益平衡，我们都将为你拆解那些隐藏在文化差异下的筹码与策略。 I'm your host Charlotte. My perspective is grounded in my background studying law in Chengdu, China and negotiation at Columbia University in New York. I'm currently specializing in AI enhanced negotiation training at the Ivy's Lab at ESVU in Vancouver. Having lived in and traveledTo over 70 countries, I've learned that negotiation isn't just a professional tool. It is a lived experience of adaptation and strategy. We are live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time if you are in Vancouver. You can tune your radio to CJSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby Mountain or simply head over to cjsf.ca and click Listen Live to join us from anywhere in the world.欢迎在北京时间每周五早上八点到九点锁定我的视频号为野蛮生长夏洛特观看同步直播。Joining me today is Andy, a DJ and music producer. But today we're looking at him through a very specific lens, not just as a DJ, but an independent creator with entrepreneurial spirit. And we're going to deconstruct how he negotiated his way into the music scene through access negotiation. Now, his personal brand and style become his bargaining power, and how we will also explore how he protects his long-term power by knowing exactly when to say no to the wrong opportunity. Let's get started.Hi, Andy. How are you?
Awesome. How are you doing?
We've been doing really good. So it's very happy to have you here. I know that many people who's been doing DJing and producing work. I met you at the event. I realized that you do get your own gigs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share us a little bit about...your journey, how do you end up being where you are right now, and also what the lessons that you've learned?
Well, basically, I started off as a music producer back when I was in high school. Like, my background is I learned piano when I was a kid, and then I did drums as a teenager. My dad's a musician, so I've always been around music. But then in high school, I was like, you know what? Why don't I try to make it myself? You know, I'm such a big fan of so many artists and styles, so I just started to experiment. And then over time, I put more and more hours into it, and, you know, my talent increased. And I think after 4 or 5 years of producing, once I got to a point where,
right.
you know, I was working with artists and recording and all of these things, I met this good friend of mine now who I was introduced to him by a mutual friend, and he just started to tell me about how DJing has really revolutionized his, like, career. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I expand myself? So, yeah, I started to get into DJing. And I found with DJing, the thing with producing is that it takes a very long time to really make money from it. No matter how talented you are, how many artists you know, it can be a very, like, tough market to break into. But with DJing, it really doesn't take, like, you have to know, you know, the basics and have a good sound selection, but it's so much easier to get yourself out there. So once he kind of introduced that to me, I was like, I started to put a lot of time into DJing, and at this point I go back and forth. I produce a lot, I DJ, but I would say I definitely prefer to DJ, especially with performing. Like, making mixes and stuff is fun, but when you perform, you know, on stage and people are just enjoying your set and the vibes are high, like, there's nothing quite like performing, so I enjoy it a lot.
That's awesome. Before we get deep into Andy's story, let's listen to one of his songs first.
Yeah. After the darkest of time, I will find Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Call Me Negotiator. So that was the song that Andy made with his partner. Do you want to give us a little bit description about that?
Yeah, so I produced that track. That's my friend Taya, who's singing. She's a very talented vocalist, songwriter. What else can I say about it? Yeah, it's a pretty recent song. I think I made that instrumental. Like, my process with producing, it varies on the artist and the session. That was a song where I made the instrumental by myself. I didn't have anybody in mind. It wasn't like, you know, I want Tay on the song, or I didn't even think of myself on the track. I was just inspired to put that together. And then I played it for her a couple months later, and she really fucked with it and decided to add a couple of verses.
Really great. So you mentioned about, like, as a DJ or as any creators in music industry, it mm-hmm. really takes a long time for people to get their show, get paid. Can you share a little bit with people also trying to make their way into a new industry, how do they find their leverage and or find their ability, talent, or anything that they make become their leverage, and then use that as a ticket to get the real ticket for the entrance?
I would say some people would tell you that there's one route to success. And I think that's definitely false, and it's more so for their benefit, because I remember when I started out with, you know, producing, you know, there's so many YouTubers and you know, different people that'll be like, oh, you know, you do this one thing and you'll have success. But what I started to learn over time is, you know, as you start to learn your skills and connect with people and go to shows, there's many different layers to success. I would say the foundation, of course, is your skills. You know, whether you're an athlete, a musician, a cook, whatever it is you're doing, if you don't have the skills, you know, why would anybody want to hire you and work with you? So that's the first step, is to start to build, you know, your foundations. You know, with music production, it's, you know, knowing some music theory, being able to make, you know, whether you have a certain style you always make or you make different stuff, just getting well-versed in your creation. So that's kind of the step one. You don't have to be, you know, perfect, the best in the world to start succeeding, but you need to have, you know, a little bit of skill. After, like, skill and talent, I'd say the next thing to do is connect with people. There's different levels to that. There's the one level of, you know, what everybody aspires to, and that's like, you know, you want to connect with this person you're inspired by, or you want to be like, and that's helpful. But I think more important, especially when you're starting out, is connecting with people who are kind of on your level. Like, for example, with me producing, when I first moved to Vancouver from Calgary, I had this friend, Sushi Peach, that's his producer name. We would just hang out and, you know, pretty much produce all day. And we're both kind of in the same position. Like, at that point, we hadn't really worked with too many artists. So we're like, let's just work together and, you know, make productions and try to find artists for us to work with. So, yeah, just having people in your circle, whether it's producers, DJs, if you're trying to be a cook, whatever it is that your passion, your business is, you know, connect with people who are kind of on the same level. So that would be step two. After that, I would say, then you kind of got to expand. That's when, like, you can look towards, you know, getting out there and seeing the scene. Like, with music, what I've done the last couple of years especially, and also with electronic, is just kind of gotten a feel for, you know, what's going on in the city. What venues play what style.
Right.
What DJs play in what venues. What are the hidden, you know, for example, there's some really awesome freestyle rappers, a part of Icon Hip Hop. And they'll just freestyle on Granville Street on, like, Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
So just kind of get a feel, like, what's, you know, what's going on in the city? What's, you know, so you can kind of find your lane, find, you know, where would my style benefit the most. And then from there, once you kind of have the foundations, have people you're working with, you kind of know the scene, then that's when you can look to start building your brand. I think building a brand is not something that you can do instantly. Again, it's something where people are like, you know, you start off and it's like you have to have a logo right away. You have to have your brand. But I think instead of chasing for those things, for your logo, for your brand, you kind of let it come to you. You know, you have to build it up over time. As you get in a groove, you'll kind of, it'll just kind of click. Like for me, it's only been in the last year, but kind of one of my signatures is like my hat. I always wear that blue hat. It's just I don't even remember how it came into my life, but I just started doing it and it felt right. And then like as well for me with social media, I always use blue and red. I always wear blue and red. That's like a part of like my signature. I use blue and red emojis, and it just kind of like, it wasn't something I sat down and I was like, like, what could I use for my brand? It just kind of came over time. But having all that stuff together, like, you know, your skills, your community, knowing the scene, and then really having like your image, both in your style and your sound, whatever you're doing, just kind of having that, what makes you you. And so people instantly, the second they see you, they're like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's Andy Davis, that's whoever. And they just instantly, you know, they know who you are. They recognize you, you know? Right. It goes a long way.
I really feel that. And I think Andy's sharing, it's really like clicked to our show. Like, it's Call Me Negotiator. Like, it's really not like you go to make a peace in the international scene, but like, it's just everyday life. So how do you step by step negotiating yourself into the new industry? Where I understood from what you said is that the steps basically is the order of how you make actions is very important.
Absolutely.
It's like the step one is finding your skill, but then you use your skill. You understanding what is your skill. Or your talent, right? And then second step is then you make connections so that you can find a place to spread your skill, to contribute with your talent, with what you do. And then step three is then you focus on longer term. Find some signatures, find some something that make yourself unique, make people recognize you. But within, you probably want to hone your skills and then produce your own product or pieces of whatever creative thing or even the business, right? Actually, to people who just listening to us through radio, Andy actually has a lot of not just those red and blue and head, I would say, how do you call them? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, my the bling.
Could you show to our live streaming audiences?
So this is one of my signature. I wear this almost every day. It's like you know, it's got the bling, it's got the googly eyes, and then I kind of rotate it, but usually I go for the Superman chain.
Right.
I got a Superman ring.
Yeah.
And then the lips. But the whole point is just the bling, you know. Yeah. At some point, I think I'll always have the googly eyes, but just having like that bling, you know, is another thing for me, for sure.
And also, Andy actually has a lot of cool tattoo on his body. But like, because our live streaming platform is on WeChat, which is a Chinese platform. So we're trying to be more careful to fit the rules. So actually,
we seem okay so far. So that's good.
Yeah. Our audiences are not able to see his cool tattoo, but
I do have some.
Yeah, but he does. If you go to his social media, which is Andy Davis Official, and then you could see a lot of his own tattoo to represent his own uniqueness, right? Yeah, I really love that because this is applicable to other industries, to people who do a lot of international trades or whatever. But like, how do you find yourself differentiate from other people who are doing the same and they'll not win the market, but definitely there's a competition right there, right?
Absolutely. There's definitely, especially in music, you know, and DJing, there's a lot of competition. I think it's a mix of, again, being authentic and finding who you are, but also like seeing what's out there, you know, like I wouldn't say, you know, I would like to say that I haven't been inspired by anybody else, but that would definitely be a lie. I think you can be inspired by people both in kind of modeling yourself after them. Like you find an element, like there's this one YouTuber, he's super famous, Marco. He does like he does really cool content. He'll take people's cars, their shoes, and completely redecorate them. But I noticed that he always wears like the same toques. And that further I found this after I started wearing this hat, but watching his channel, I was like, okay, I'm gonna keep with the hat. But then also seeing like what you don't like, you know, when you see people rocking a certain style, you're like, okay, that works for them, but it doesn't work for me. So when you kind of explore the scene, you can kind of see little things. You're like, okay, I'll take this. That's true to me. You know, everybody's into perms right now, or everybody has, you know, this type of piercing or whatever, and you're like, it's not really my thing. So kind of knowing like what not to take. And then of course, most importantly is how can you be your authentic self? And that is something that, again, you can't find that in a day, in a week, in a month. That takes years and years, and it's always developing. But over time, the more that you just put yourself out there, whether you're performing or you're at your craft or you're with your friends, whatever it may be, if you're putting yourself out there and you're experimenting and you're trying things that feel right for you, over time it'll just click. You know what I mean? Like, and that's yeah. There's no shortcuts for finding your style and your lane. And it's good to be competitive. I would say I'm a very, very competitive person with everything I do, but you have to have that balance of always coming back to yourself. You know, let the competition inspire you to be your best you. Don't use it to be like, oh, you know, maybe I have to do what they're doing. Just take little elements, but always bring it back to yourself. And as long as you're being authentic and you're putting in everything you can, then you'll be good.
Yeah, that's definitely a universal principle that a lot of successful people or people who successfully achieve their goals got to mention it, right? Mm-hmm. So before we move to the next step, we wanted to share with you guys another song that Andy made.
All right.
What's the name of it?
This one's October. So this track, I actually just had a call with the artist, and we're trying to get another artist on the track. I produced it. I helped with the vocals a little bit. We're hoping for the song to come out in March.
Right.
It'll be three of us. Of course, me, Annie Davis, my friend Violet, and then Earl, who I just had a call with him today. He's a super talented rapper. So yeah, stay tuned. It'll be out soon.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Where were you in October? I thought I wanted to, but I'm just hungover.
Said you that I'm using, but you robbed of. Said that I'm looking for serious, and I'm not.
Say you're passing by the time.
Yep.
And put me over here every night.
Said I'm not your taste, but you could rock with it. No, we met last week already. Thinking of your